Stars, El Pacifico, Bill Hendrick.
All right, welcome back, and I want to thank, and again, I said any of my BSPs who are watching, if you guys had posted on the comment wall, I haven't looked at that yet. I was looking at our Facebook fan page, and Caroline Elizabeth Johnson, she had the name of the movie. She had the name of the movie, Unfaithful, with Diane Lane.
What one's that?
This is the one where Olivier Martinez is the guy.
Yeah, what about him?
Are you guys listening to me, man? What do I got to bring you guys up to speed on everything for?
That's the guy that beat up the guy.
Yes, that's the actor, okay, that played in this movie that I'm trying to freaking tell you about.
Oh, that was a wonderful film. I know the one you're talking about. It was outstanding. Some of the best acting I've ever seen Diane Lane do. And God knows, you know, I love Diane Lane, but she has really, and I say this with the greatest of love and kindness, Diane Lane has stunk it up. I mean, she has left us. Do you know what I mean, Phil? She's left a stench in the theater. And
no, I don't. No, I don't know what you mean. No, I don't.
What are you talking about?
Never mind, bud. No, I don't.
No, I don't know what you don't know what I mean. What are you trying to kiss up now?
I don't know what you mean about Diane Lane. Every time I've seen her in something, I've loved it thoroughly. I think she's a hell of an actress. She was in that Secretariat.
Oh, for God's sake!
I thought that was a good movie. She played the lady that owned the great Secretariat, the three-year-old that won the Triple Crown in 1973 with young Steve. God, who was on board Secretariat? Ron Turcotte. Anyway, Diane Lane in this movie, Unfaithful, she plays the wife of Richard Gere, and she has an affair with this young man that she just meets one day on the street. I don't know how they met, but it was a very chance thing. And she winds up having this affair with the guy the acting is so brilliant because this is how you would imagine, you know, an older woman and a younger guy to hook up. And, I mean, they're having sex in the bathroom.
Wait, this is how you imagine, you just said it, they're having sex in a public toilet. God!
Well, come on, not in a public, not in an outhouse. They're very passionate for each other. And,
well, I'll say they are, but having sex in a public latrine, good God.
Margaret, why don't you get off your high horse and let Phil say it?
Yeah.
Fine, I'll go to the toilet.
Yeah, make sure there isn't a young man in there that's going to want to have... Ow! Ow, you filthy...
Don't hit him. He's absolutely right.
Absolutely right about what?
If you're going into the bathroom, make sure Olivier Martinez isn't hiding in there.
All of you can... You know what? Why don't you lick them?
Ooh!
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't want to get rabies. Ow!
I didn't hit you at all.
God, what a maniac, man. I mean, look at Margaret. You got to be able to take a joke here, especially when you are so far in the wrong on this thing.
I'm leaving the bathroom door open in case you say anything substantial.
Yeah. Fact is... It's really well acted, and they are, you know, they're all over each other like,
stink on crap.
Well, I wouldn't use stink on crap as the, but the point is, it's very well done. Now, then that night she's riding home on the train after she's been in this guy's apartment all day. Now that she's married, you know, she's got a husband. Richard Gere plays the husband. Richard Gere used to play the part that Olivier Martinez is playing when he was younger, but now he's the husband, and Diane Lane is, if you've seen her, she's a very beautiful woman on top of being a great actress, and she's coming home on the train, and she's reliving this experience of being with this guy. And you can tell she really enjoyed it. So anyway, make a long story short, if you don't want to know the ending or the plot of this movie, then you better stop listening, because seriously, I'm about to go into some of the detail here, because it's that good of a movie. What happens is, the husband finds out. And I won't go into any details here, but the wife, after she finds out what the husband did to the lover, she goes through a series of emotions that only the screenwriter that wrote this must have lived through this, because everything resonates as true. It resonates as absolutely true. She goes through these emotions of first, she's angry at what the husband did to the lover. Then she begins to sort of understand. The husband says to her, because he realizes after he's done what he's done, he realizes, my God, I can't, you know, I've got to turn myself in. He walks to her at one point in the film. She's sitting in front of a fire in their home, in front of the fireplace. He says to her, I'm going to go and turn myself into the police. And she turns and she looks at him and she says, no, don't. Don't. Because she knows that really he's absolutely in the clear. The police haven't got a clue. They've been around, they've asked questions, but they really don't have a clue as to who did this. Because this young man that she was involved with, he lives in a, you know, he lives in a completely other section of town. It is traversed and is frequented and is inhabited by all kinds of denizens of the alternate world of society, you know, the underworld and so forth. So and nobody has made the connection between her and him. And so he's as clean as the proverbial baby's ass, you know.
Do they ever try to get away with it?
Well, but I'll tell you, it's a significant moment in the movie when he looks at her and he says, because they're having a hard time. They're walking around each other. They're not dealing with this thing. He did this terrible thing. She's looking at him. She's shocked, but she's beginning to sort of understand, and she's beginning to feel sorry, and even she recognizes the love she had for this husband, this man that for so long was dormant, and now the act of that he committed, somehow she understands.
Even though she's the one that caused it?
Yes, she's the one that caused it, or she's the one that inspired his anger. Her actions did. She now suddenly sees him as a husband who was outraged, and I don't know. She's sad that this man that she had this love affair with is dead. But so he fights the husband after these days of tension, and they don't know, and they're depressed. The whole house is depressed. You know, you can well imagine, right? He finally just says, "I'm going to go to the police. I'm going to turn myself in. That's the only thing to do." And when he says that, you're thinking, you know what, pal? That's probably what you ought to do, because otherwise, it's just, and she looks at him, she says, don't do it. Don't do it. We're going to get through this. She says to him, we'll get through it. Don't do it. Now, I will not tell you the rest of the movie.
Oh, come on, man. You.
Yeah, Mr. Ernie, you said you would.
Yeah.
I'm not. No, I did not. I said, if you don't want to know, I'm not going to tell you the rest of the movie.
That's dirty pool.
Well, I commend you, Phil, for not going to the bitter end on this thing, because you've told quite a bit.
Now you can just go and see it, okay?
I'm not going to go see a movie about a lady had sex in a toilet. I mean, unless, is there nudity? Or not nudity, I'm sorry.
Bud, quit trying to be funny like that guy on MASH, okay?
Yeah, you got that from MASH.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. You got nudity from that guy Radar.
You did.
Yeah, okay, the one time, but now I forget.
What do you mean, now you forget? Nudity.
Yeah. Is there nudity?
I'm not going to tell you.
I'm not going to go watch the sex of in a toilet.
The hell you wouldn't, man. You'd be there in a heartbeat if it wasn't some movie I was telling you about that has all these artistic overtones.
You mean God, you all got gay there.
Yeah, you're waving your hand around.
It looked a little... It's all right.
What did I do?
Well, you went, ooh.
Yeah, you went like this. All right. Ooh. Ooh.
Shut up, bud.
Ooh.
You remember the guy's face? You remember the guy's face?
Which guy?
That guy that got the face with the black eye. You remember that?
Yeah.
You want that?
No.
If I hear that ooh-hoo one more time.
What if I go across the street and do it?
I'll chase your ass down and I'll give you a black eye. I'm sorry I have to threaten you like that, bud. All right, so anyway, that's that movie. And now let's get back to the real world of Egypt and Syria. And I don't give a sweet... Lindsay Lohan, that's what I want to read about. Coming up next here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. And, of course, our website, philhendryshow.com. It's philhendryshow.com. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding.
All right, welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You got a Screen Actors Guild card.
I know I got a... What is with you, man? You know, if you open your yap one more time, I'm going to belt you. I swear to God.
I just said that you...
Why are you bringing that up?
Because you can get into movies free.
No, I cannot get into movies free. No, I can't, bud. I can get into some movies free, and I'm not going to talk about that, okay? So just get out of here. All right.
Well, now people think you're hiding something.
I have a Screen Actors Guild card because I have to belong to the union in order to work on certain projects. And with a Screen Actors Guild card, there's a certain time of the year, especially when they're voting on the Academy Awards, which I don't vote on. I don't have any voting rights whatsoever. But they just, there's a blanket thing where if you have a Screen Actors Guild card, you get into certain movies for free. I don't know, to be honest with you, which ones.
Well, what do you mean you don't know?
It's a time of the year. I think it's more of a time limit thing. It's for like 1 month. You're allowed into some movies. But I've gone up to a box office at a movie theater and said, hi, I'm a SAG member, and I pull my card out, and they go, oh, you know what, it's not good for this movie.
Which movie was that?
Yeah, well, I bet you it's probably something like Team America or the one with Ted.
Yeah, I'm glad you spit that out, bud. I don't know, man. I don't know. I never tried it. All right. Anyway, welcome back to the show.
Well, I'm surprised that you don't want to talk more about that.
I don't want to talk about it, okay? I don't want to talk about it. I want to talk about how many times have I got to keep talking about Lindsay Lohan, keep bringing it up and not getting to it? She got busted. Don't you want to hear about this?
Oh, who cares?
Well, I do. Not that I care all that much. She got busted, and who knows, man, but here it is. She was, Santa Monica police say they found evidence the actress lied when she said she was not behind the wheel of a Porsche that collided with a dump truck. Lindsay Lohan was charged on Thursday with three misdemeanors for allegedly lying to Santa Monica police in connection with a June traffic accident on Pacific Palisades. This was in June?
Apparently.
The charges came hours after the actress was arrested in New York on suspicion of third-degree assault, a misdemeanor, after she allegedly punched a woman in the face at Club Avenue in Manhattan's fashionable meatpacking district. Fashionable meatpacking district?
Yeah.
What do you mean, fashionable meatpacking district?
It's very fashionable to be down where they're packing meat.
Don't you get it?
Don't give me this, don't I get it. Okay?
No, I mean, that's gotta be it.
No, it doesn't have anything to do with sex.
Well, why would they say that then?
It's where they pack meat.
Yeah, that. I don't want to be dirty or anything.
Well, meat packing meaning packing meat into cans, packing meat into packages. Meat packing!
Yeah, but you couldn't. All I'm saying is you'd take it a different way.
That's, you would, bud, because you're a nut. Because you've got a mental problem. You would, yeah. This is Meatpacking District of New York, as in packing meat for sale. The kind of meat that you eat, bud, which is hamburgers and steaks and ribs and sometimes,
Yeah, you're gonna make it sound gay.
No, I'm not.
Sausage.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with sausage. All right. So the Meatpacking District, what?
Mr. Hall.
Oh, would you give me a break, David? What do you want now?
What do you mean, what do I want now? You're talking about packing meat, aren't you?
I'm talking about the Meatpacking District of New York.
Why?
Because that's where Lindsay Lohan got arrested.
Yeah, I'll bet she did. Now, let me tell you something, Phil. There's a lot of stations that...
No, you're not going to get away with this one, man. You're not going to get away with this one. You're not going to put the bug in somebody's head, some radio station, some program director, that I'm talking about things that I shouldn't be talking about.
Margaret, what do you think?
Well, David, now that you're on the phone, yeah, it is a little dicey.
What's dicey about it?
You're talking about Lindsay Lohan. She got arrested. Boy, you know what, Phil? There are days she got arrested back in me.
What?
She got a... Margaret, would you tell him?
I'd be happy to. Phil, listen. David, can you, by the way, close the door to that phone booth or whatever you're in?
I'm on a cell phone booth. I'm on a cell phone.
Well, roll up the window or something, please.
Sorry. Hold on for a minute. Joe, you gonna park the car? Okay, go ahead.
Phil, Lindsay Lohan was arrested in the meatpacking...
I know.
Hold on. Because it's fun, she's packing me.
What?
Do you want me to shout it to the highest rooftops?
You're on a radio show. There's people all over the country and possibly the world on the internet listening to what we're saying right now. There's no possible way that you can whisper it.
I am a lady.
Come on, Phil. Give the woman some respect.
Lindsay Lohan got arrested in New York because of an assault.
That's what they're saying. But it's possible that she was also pecking me.
And she did say, Phil, that Lindsay Lohan was down there, and she might have been pecking me.
What?
She might have been down there. She's in the meatpacking district.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, she might have been in the meatpacking district. Packing a little meat.
All right, you know what, David? Goodbye.
Now, wait a second, Phil. Don't get tough with me.
Margaret, unless you say to me what it is you're saying, I'm going to get really cross with you, and I'll probably boot you out of here for the night.
Packing meat.
Are you talking about prostitution?
Duh.
So you're the entertainment writer here. You're the one that has
Better spit it out, Mr. Andrew. You're going to start talking about meat pack.
Yeah.
Who's talking to you?
No one.
So you're the entertainment writer, and you're talking about your relationships with the entertainment business, and you have basically come out here now and said that Lindsay Lohan might have been popped in New York for prostitution based upon the fact that she was in the meatpacking district.
Yes, and I say that with a very heavy heart. Are you going to allow me to finish?
Go ahead.
Thank you. After you forced me to indict myself in ways I did not want to, you threatened me with physical violence?
No, I did not. I said I would throw you out of here.
Well, how do you think you're going to throw me out, big boy?
Well, if you want to make a big thing out of it.
So you forced me to say something I didn't want to say. You forced me into indicting Lindsay Lohan. What are you going to say if the woman was hanging around a district known for packing meat?
We're talking about meat that you put into a...
I know that. There's that interpretation.
So, in other words, she's drawn to the area because of its meatpacking, and she's going to be done. I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm going to put you in the same classification with him.
Oh my God. So you think I've got some... So you think I'm missing a part of my brain?
What?
Never mind. Lindsay Lohan was charged Thursday with 3 misdemeanors for allegedly lying to Santa Monica police in connection with the June accident on PCH. That was in June. And on Thursday, the Santa Monica Police Department, or the DA... issued a summons to Ms. Lohan for lying to police. That was yesterday. So we're talking about something that took place back in June.
Right, yeah, and they charged her yesterday. I didn't know if they arrested her.
Okay. The charges came hours after the actress was arrested in New York on suspicion of third-degree assault. So she's in custody in New York, I guess, or she's been sprung by now. A misdemeanor... third-degree assault after she allegedly punched a woman in the face at Club Avenue in Manhattan's fashionable meatpacking district. Now, punching somebody in the face, if you call that a misdemeanor, then I don't think that's what happened. I think that was some reporters, that was some reporter for the L.A. Times putting their spin on it based upon what they heard from their sources. The New York City police charged her with third-degree assault. If you punch somebody, you're trying to tell me that's third-degree assault?
Well, I don't know, Phil. I'm not a cop, but I would be very loath if I were you to interpret what the New York City police deem as a third-degree assault as opposed to first-degree or what have you. But you keep skipping over it. You're skipping over it as if you're a third grader, a little girl in pigtails, skipping over the hopscotch, the fact that she was packing... I don't know what to say.
Packing meat, huh?
Yes. And I...
877, boy, I'll tell you. 877-876-7445, Phil Hendry Show. Lou, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry. Don't we have a caller up there, bud?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Lou, you're on the Phil Hendry Show, sir. What's going on?
Hey, I wanted to ask the lady about the comment on meatpacking. Why do you think that means that the woman was engaged in prostitution?
Because I think that when you talk about meatpacking, you're using a number of you're using it, the language, especially if you're a reporter or if you are a press agent, you're using the language to disguise.
Right. But that meatpacking, Mr. Henry had said, that is an area of the city, they're packing meat. That doesn't mean that you're involved in the meatpack, if you are a private citizen, Mr. Henry.
Right. You're not going to be down there helping them pack meat.
I didn't say that they were. No, I wasn't saying that.
So you're referring to something entirely different.
Yes.
I don't know if you heard her, Lou. She said prostitution.
I thought she said that Ms. Lohan went down and forced her way into the warehouse and began helping them pack meat, which I understand can be a misdemeanor.
No, I don't think she went down there and forced her way in and helped them pack.
I see.
Welcome back. You're the world famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-74. What is the number?
Yeah, say it again. I don't know if you got it right.
877-876-Phil.
Yeah, that's it.
I think that's it, but I don't know what Phil, what numbers?
877-876-7445. All right, anyway, just to follow up a little bit more on the Lohan story, she's a victim despite criminal charges, says her lawyer. So this is the second half of this. Lindsay Lohan faced charges both in New York and Santa Monica this week as an innocent victim, one of her attorneys said. Lohan was charged Thursday with three misdemeanors for allegedly lying to Santa Monica police in connection with the June traffic accident. The charges came hours after the Mean Girls and the Parent Trap actress was arrested in New York on suspicion of third-degree assault, a misdemeanor. She allegedly punched some bitch.
That's not very objective of you.
Well, I mean, Dan and I were just talking. I bet you I got money that says she's leaving the club and some loudmouth broad. Are you Lindsay Lohan? Anyway, so she allegedly punched a woman in the face at the Club Avenue in Manhattan's fashionable meatpacking district, okay?
Yeah, I'll tell you, man.
That's probably what's gotten her in most of the trouble.
Yeah, I get it. Now then, once again, Lindsay Lohan is a victim of someone trying to capture their 15 minutes of fame. Her New York attorney, Mark Heller, said in a statement obtained by the Associated Press, "From my initial investigation, I'm completely confident this case will be concluded favorably and that Lindsay will be totally exonerated." Santa Monica prosecutors weighed charges against Lohan. See, they're confusing a couple of things. Her New York attorney's talking about the assault.
How do you know he's not talking about Santa Monica?
Well, what's with the New York attorney talking about Santa Monica? She's got a New York lawyer. I'm going to make a big, big leap and say that he's talking about New York. But this story, they don't care. So they got Santa Monica and New York all jammed together. But the thing of it is, the New York thing, which is what Mr. Northcraft was just remarking on, and I agree with him, she was probably leaving the club or whatever she was doing, and some big fat mouth on somebody in the club said, "You're Lindsay Lohan, blah, 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 blah." And naturally, there's not a person listening to me right now that can contain themselves from being enraged and throwing a punch if the right things are said to you. Believe me. You know it, and I know it. I'm the same way. Now, imagine if you're a celebrity and this is happening. Now, the alternative, of course, is if you're Lindsay Lohan and you got a drinking problem, which I believe she's got, because I'm sorry, nobody can be this much in trouble with the law morning, noon, and night and not have a freaking substance abuse problem. Good idea for you to just stay out of these situations, ma'am, and just, you know, pursue your craft and not be up to your ass and all of these clowns that are going to be bugging you morning, noon, and night. Santa Monica prosecutors weighed charges for weeks after police said they found evidence that she lied that she was not behind the wheel of a Porsche that collided with a dump truck. Santa Monica police sergeant told the L.A. Times early this month that the department's investigation determined Lohan was driving the Porsche, contradicting statements the actress made to law enforcement officers after the crash. She was charged Thursday with obstructing an investigation, giving false information to an officer, and reckless driving. The charges related to the Santa Monica case, or as you would say, Margaret, what?
Santa Monica? What is that, a joke or something?
Yeah, that sounds weird, though.
That is an alternative and very much French form. Oh, I get it. So you're making a joke.
Well, look, somebody made a comment on the Facebook fan page today about that.
Oh, the Facebook fan page. Well, I'll tell you, Phil, when I want to scale the heights of intellect and find out exactly where I stand among the real brains, I'll go to your Facebook fan page.
Well, why talk that way, okay? Someone was making a joke about it.
Making a joke about it over on the Facebook fan page. You know, Facebook, as we all know, is the capital of great minds in America and the world. Some of the most brilliant.
Are you kidding?
Yes, I'm kidding.
Well, you're the one that said Santa Monica, didn't you?
I said Santa Monica because that happens to be one of the French pronunciations. Santa Monica is another.
What is it?
Santa Monica.
Santa Monica.
Don't give me that snarled look on your face, Phil.
What snarled look? I said, when you say Santa Monica, or you say Santa Monica, I'm not doing anything.
You've got a look on your face as if someone let some gas go that is...
Well...
That's what?
You have a look on your face as if someone didn't close the door in the bathroom.
Well, look at Margaret. I'm sorry if it looks that disgusted. I'm not disgusted. Is that what you're trying to describe?
No, it's worse than disgust. It's as if you got a nose full. Remember the time that...
What are you saying?
Never mind.
Remember the time that what?
Do you remember the time that your producer had gone into the ladies' bathroom over at the other network and a very prominent talk show host had been in that bathroom?
Rush Limbaugh?
The ladies, but God, you are an idiot.
All right, stop right there. Stop right there.
What? I scooped that story.
I don't care if you scooped anything. Stop right there. I don't need to hear any more, and if you, and I'm telling you, I'll dump it. Do you understand?
She went into the...
Okay, we dumped. Thank you very much.
You dumped that.
Yes. How dare you try and get that name out of the air? I could get sued.
No, you can't, because it's true.
I don't care if it's true or not, according to you, Margaret. I could still get sued. Some people may think it's not true. Some people may claim that it isn't true.
Well, you have the testimony of what's her name?
Don't mention her name either. Really? So I've got to fly her into Los Angeles and have her be deposed? She's going to sit there and be deposed by all the attorneys. Did you walk into the ladies' bathroom and smell a stink that would have risen the dead? Yes.
What's wrong with that?
That's what our country's all about, is the legal, is the freedom to...
Yeah, what's our country about?
To be able to report on that.
Report on what, bud? Going into a can and somebody just went to the bathroom and it stinks in there?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes, and if you have to fly the producer into town, you can always charge it off on the... Don't they pick up attorney's expenses?
What is the deposition going to sound like?
You just said it. Were you on the... Why are you pressing this, Phil?
I want to know what you think a deposition's going to sound like that I got to pay for in defending myself when I get sued. What's the deposition going to sound like?
They would say, did you or did you not, on the day of whatever, walk into the women's restroom at so-and-so address, and did it not at that time stink like...
Like a dead man?
Not like a dead man, but stink like someone had ingested scrambled eggs and broccoli. And then...
Yeah, and then evacuated it.
Yes. What are you looking at? You're looking at me as if I'm crazy.
You're not crazy. You're just, you know what? You got a completely improper view of life. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to have anybody... So therefore, I'm going to save myself the trouble and not say it on the air. All right. Did you on the date of such and such walk into the lady's head and it stunk like broccoli and scrambled eggs?
Yes. And then the woman says, I did indeed, Your Honor. Case dismissed.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
If he has a gavel, don't they gavel it? What do they call gaveling it?
Yeah, that's the time when they gavel it.
They'll gavel it. You know, Phil, you can laugh all you want.
You know what? You're a nut. You're absolutely absurd. It isn't going to happen, so we're not going to bring it up. And I don't give a damn what kind of a reporter you think you are. They gavel it.
They would table it.
Yeah, they table it because you proved the point that it stunk it out. And so they table it.
Table it to when, man?
What do you mean?
That's what table it means. It means we will hold it over. It means we'll do it some other day.
Yeah, they'll do it another day. They don't want to talk about it now because it's embarrassing.
Oh, you guys don't know what you're talking about.
You always do that when you get caught with your hand in the cookie jar. You always say, oh, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you do, Miss Henry.
Wait a minute, wait. I just want to be clear here. How did I get caught with my hand in the cookie jar?
But you said that the judge won't gavel it.
They gavel it over.
You know, you don't even know what you're talking about, gavel it over. What are you talking about?
I mean, they dismiss the case.
Then that's not tabling it or gaveling it over. That's dismissing the case. And if you think for 1 minute that I go on the air and I publicly name very prominent people and then I attribute to them some act of impropriety and just public rudeness or however you want to call it, that defames them, quite honestly, and then I get into a deposition situation and the person who claims to have, quote, smelt it, suddenly says, yes, sir, and you think that honest answer is going to have the judge dismiss the case?
Well, I would think so. If you say, if I said to you, Phil, did you walk into the man's can and Bud Dickman stunk like a sewer, and you said yes, then case dismissed.
What, is Bud suing me?
No, I wouldn't sue you.
Well, let's pretend like you did.
No, I'm not going to talk about this anymore. Thank you very much.
What an ass.
You can call me any name you want. I'm not talking about it anymore. We're done. Thank you. We've wasted enough time with this childish bullcrap. All right, folks, it's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. They'd gavel it over.
They probably would, though, if you think about it.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm not thinking about it. So that's kind of, that's where I've got one over on you guys. I'm not thinking about it. I don't give a sweet you-know-what. All right, anyway, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show after that nut story. Unbelievable. Now, here's a story that's going to warm your hearts, folks. It's got nothing to do with the imbecility we were just talking about. This is a beautiful story, and it has gone viral. It's all over the world, and God bless Officer Lawrence DePrimo. He is a resident of Long Island. He is a member of the New York City Police Department, 6th Precinct. And he has become an internet sensation overnight when someone took a picture of him giving boots to a homeless man. That's right. He bought this homeless guy socks. He bought him boots. And gave them to the homeless guy because it was freezing temperatures in New York City the other night. And quite frankly, he's a little taken aback by all the attention that he's getting. But he does indeed deserve it. He did a nice thing, and it turned into a feel-good story just in time for the holidays. It was a great story. The suggestion that the homeless man in the photo either sold the boots or otherwise got rid of them dishonestly was one of these stupid internet rumors. But The Times found that the New York Times found commenters on the New York Police Department Facebook page who said they'd seen the guy after the November 14th gift again shoeless. Well, even if the guy did sell the shoes or stash them somewhere or whatever, and the evidence he did so basically consists of a few cranky people on the internet, so it's probably not even true, it doesn't make DePrimo's action any less generous, and it doesn't make it any less of a good example. We'd much rather live in a world where people are inclined to do nice things for strangers than in one where everybody's a jerk because they're afraid of getting scammed. So says the New York Times. I agree. Great comment. And way to do it there, Officer DePrimo. And you know what? I like to think, and I believe, because I'm a longtime supporter of the police in my life and on this radio show, I like to think that's the way a lot of cops all over this country think and act, and they don't get a picture taken of them when they're doing things like that. They just do these things. All right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil
Are you
Henry
kidding?
Show.
No, I'm not kidding. I just read it from the thing.
Oh.
I thought it was a joke.
No, it's not a joke.
World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Talk about Phil the Thrill. I am going to talk about Phil the Thrill. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Now, we were just talking about Officer Lawrence DePrimo, the NYPD, and Officer DePrimo, you know, ever since I was a kid, I'm going to say something really corny. It's really corny, but it's true. My heroes have always been the regular run-of-the-mill heroes. Cops, soldiers, heroic people, wherever they are. Every time I read of a heroic act, somebody saving someone, someone giving their life for someone, these are the people that I, you know, I can't really get much more sophisticated than that. I mean, there's a lot of people say, my hero is so-and-so, you know, some famous people. And yeah, I have famous people, Winston Churchill, Frederick Douglass, Abraham Lincoln, Franklin Roosevelt, you know, Martin Luther King, and these are people to me that, you know, defied, I mean, they faced down death. You know, they faced down death, man. They went out of their way to try to save. But I digress. I've always been a big fan of the good guys. I always wanted to be a good guy. It's corny. I understand that. I don't get it. I didn't grow up in a stable home. I didn't grow up in a home that was peaceful. I grew up in a home that had terrible conflict in it and sometimes, you know, violent emotions. And my father left when I was 12, and it wasn't exactly a place where, you know, probably I spent a good part of my life looking for father figures, but they were always, they had to be heroic or good people, you know. So cops, I've always admired. And there's a guy on Twitter that I follow because I got to know this guy's tweets because I noticed that he was following me early on. And I think it's because there's always been a lot of cops that follow listen to my radio show. And the guy's name is Phil the Thrill. He's an LAPD cop, the S word. You wouldn't believe some of the stuff that he gets into. Sorry, Dan had to dump me. I actually popped out with the S word there. He tweets about. Some of it's really funny, too. He'll say, just picked up a drunk off the sidewalk. He took a swing on me. You're welcome, sir. Things like that. Or the funniest, one of the funny ones lately was, had to break up a domestic disturbance. The lady got into the back seat of my car and said, take me to the nearest hotel. And then he hashtagged it, tactical concierge. So he's got these funny, I don't know, tweets. And then the most poignant of Phil the Thrill's tweets, though, are after he gets off the job, he's at home and he'll be tweeting, I just wrote some poetry. I just wrote a piece of prose. He'll post it and people will give their opinion. He's cracking into another bottle of wine. And you see him off duty too, you know. Now lately.
You said the guy's in love now.
Yeah, lately he's been tweeting some stuff about some chick.
Now, who is she? Because now you have me emotionally invested in him. I hope he's not.
I don't know. I don't know who she is. But I have a feeling it may be somebody that he met on Twitter because he. You can tell he really loves this chick, or he's really smitten because he says, you know, he'll write these poetic things about her being in a different city.
Oh, God. Phil, if you're listening, does he listen to you?
On occasion, I think.
Phil, if you be careful with the ones that are out of town, because the long distance, ask your friend Mr. Henry here. He has had his butt burned more.
All right, Margaret, you don't have to give my whole life story.
Yeah, you're giving out the thrill story.
Yeah.
The Thrill? All of a sudden, that's who he is to you, huh?
Might as well just, instead of Phil the Thrill, just say The Thrill.
Okay, The Thrill. Anyway, keep a close eye on it, man. But, yeah, I think he's in love with this girl. Because he's been tweeting a lot about her lately. But then he gets back on the job, and he's got these great tweets about just unbelievable stuff, incredible stuff. A lot of fights, but there's a homicide every now and again, a horrible domestic scene. You know, it's occasionally he'll say things like, why do I do this job? You know, it's just like, you know, he's not going to quit, but it's just sometimes he wonders. And I even said to him one time, I actually tweeted at him. He said that he was getting ready to split.
What do you mean?
He was going to leave town. He was going to go and work for the Austin PD. And he took the test and he took the physical, I think. And he might even, I don't know.
Maybe he didn't want to go anymore.
Maybe. But he's still in L.A.
Well, but he wanted to go to Austin.
Yeah.
Well, I can understand. There's a lot of very lovely Texas girls down there, Phil. And Kathy Valentine of the Go-Go's. And I think you can do work.
Don't start giving him advice.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, so in any event, but Phil didn't go to Austin. He's still in L.A., and it's cool because we can still tweet at him. But anyway, that's my cop story for the night. And that was the homeless guy. So, you know, the Internet is the Internet. There's always some sourpuss, someone whose life just sucks, and they don't want things to be. But one of the things that's happening on the Internet, I think, is people are getting a little bit smarter in dealing with a lot of these trolls and these idiots. But that was what happened in New York. Some people said, yeah, I saw a guy with a homeless guy and his shoes were gone.
What'd he say like that?
Say it like what?
That's not a good.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying that that was the attitude that was proffered there online. All right, speaking of Facebook, we're at facebook.com/PhilHendryFans, PHANS. Go over and like us and say hello if you want. It's always nice. We've got some nice things coming up for our Facebook fans. We also are on Twitter, Phil Hendry Show. Excuse me, it's called twitter.com/RealPhilHendry. Real Phil Hendry is where we are on Twitter, and you can give us a follow and give us a shout, and we're always appreciative of that. You can join us online at philhendryshow.com with our video cast with a backstage pass. Also, I'm in the comments section frequently talking to the BSPs, and occasionally we throw some questions out there for other BSPs. If you want to be a backstage pass member, get a VIP pass. You will have access to the last over a decade of the Phil Hendry Show, and also a 5-day video archive, and also a full year of video archives from our Saturday night KFI Los Angeles show that we did for a year. Almost a year and a half, actually. It's all there at philhendryshow.com. The Phil Hendry Show is produced by Dan Northcraft, and we are online at philhendryshow.com, and we'll see you guys tonight. Until tonight, let that be a lesson to you. Thanks, guys. See you later. Phil Hendry.